USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A new phase of the impeachment inquiry begins this week with public hearings. Lawmakers are still debating about the process, which begins on Wednesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana.
Speaker Pelosi's decision and Adam Schiff's decision to prevent the Republicans from calling their own witnesses is just doubling down on stupid.
Also on Face the Nation, California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell.
We're going to handle that this week, taking up the Republican witness list, and we're going to be fair about it.
But Democrats do make clear that some of the proposed GOP witnesses are unlikely to be approved, like the whistleblower and Hunter Biden. It's going to be bitter cold this week, National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
When it comes to minimum temperatures, the mornings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we are looking at 80 locations that are expected to break low temperatures for the day.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Bolivian President Evo Morales has announced his resignation under mounting pressure from the military and the public after his resignation victory triggered weeks of fraud allegations and deadly protests. The decision came after a day of fast-moving developments, including an offer from Morales to hold a new election. But the crisis deepened dramatically when the country's military chief went on national television to call on him to step down. Virginia Democrats chose Eileen Fillercorn to become Speaker of the House of Delegates. Sharneel Herring will be its new majority leader. The choices of Fillercorn and Herring are historic for many reasons. Eileen Fillercorn is the first Jewish person and the first woman in the House's 400-year history to serve as Speaker. Sharneel Herring will be the first woman and the first African-American to serve as majority leader. The blue wave on election night last Tuesday turned the Virginia State Legislature Democrat for the first time in over two decades. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Madonna is being sued for showing up late to her shows. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The most recent incident, Thursday night in Las Vegas. The concert reportedly started 2 hours late, not ending until almost 3 a.m. Now Madonna ticket holders are named in a class action lawsuit that's been filed in Florida. They claim that they lost money by having to resell their tickets after the show got pushed back too late. Madonna responded on Twitter on Saturday saying, "A queen is never late." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Top movies at the box office over the weekend, the World War II adventure Midway, starring Aaron Eckhart and Nick Jonas, is the number one movie. It brought in $17.5 million in receipts. Coming in at number two with $14.1 million is Dr. Sleep, directly followed by Playing with Fire at number three with $12.8 million. Last Christmas is at number four with $11.6 million, and dropping down to number five, Terminator Dark Fate with $10.8 million. You don't have to wait for the top of the hour. You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.